930 WFMD is at your service, featuring local business people who are experts in their field. We're just another day in paradise.
Good morning, Frederick, and welcome to the Mortgage and More Show with Mark. It's Mark Zeidelman. For over 20 years, a certified mortgage planning specialist and now senior certified with Washington Home Mortgage. I've assisted my clients in getting about $500 million, with a B, dollars in mortgages to buy and refinance homes. I work with individuals, couples, they could be married, partner, divorced, or otherwise, families, and LLCs. I can help you too. I will finance primary residences, second homes, retirement homes, and investment properties, and even some small commercial properties. If you take nothing else away from this show, just keep this in mind. It's simple. Think mortgage, think Mark. I'm licensed in Maryland, Delaware, D.C., and Florida. And I mention licensed because working at a bank or similar institution, you don't need to be licensed. Licensing requires additional and continuous education and requirements, and in my mind, makes a loan originator more aware of current trends and regulations, enabling them to be a better resource for their clients. These annual CEs and things of the similar notion are 8 to 12 hours. You take it all in a day, and it's not as enjoyable, but it is knowledgeable. You know, at Washington Home Mortgage, I have access to over 20 lenders, enabling me to use the most appropriate one for your transaction. Sometimes it's like alphabet soup, though. FHA, VA, USDA, PMI, DTI, and others. But unlike a bank, credit union, or other direct lender, they may only have a few programs to offer. I have dozens. You're listening to 930 WFMD Free Talk Radio in Frederick. I'm very excited for today's show. It's going to be a bit of a review of 2022. We're going to talk about the newest Fed rate increase and review the roller coaster year in the mortgage industry, because there still is one. I'm going to talk about the Realtor Challenge and talk about some alternative types of mortgages. We will definitely get our three processing points from Desiree. And as always, the contest for a free mini detail of your car or truck. And oh, by the way, one big secret about reverse mortgages. This is a good time to hit the highlights and lowlights of 2022 and review the hot topics of this year. But first, what have I been working on? The increase in rates may have cooled or slowed down the housing market, but not stopped it. We just need to incorporate this new factor of increased interest rates into the buying formula. One of my recently closed loans was another one that another lender turned down. Aha, one of my specialties again. A family was buying a non-warrantable condo. Sounds bad, doesn't it? And his break in income from COVID layoffs resulted in a huge gap in the work history. We were able to work through all these challenges, get him an exceptional rate, and we even closed 4 days early. It was a huge win for the buyer's agent who had sort of met a roadblock. I'm also working with an older couple now who have significant assets but no regular income. I'm able to use a program for asset utilization to create the monthly program needed to qualify them for a mortgage. And this is just one of the alternative programs I can offer. Others that are in the pipeline now are a cash-out refi for home improvement, certainly a leaking roof can't wait for interest rate to drop, and a single-family home for a new growing family. We'll take a break at this moment. I would like you to hear from Meg, one of my previous clients, who didn't think she had a chance to buy a home until we talked.
I heard your commercial. When I called Mark Zeidelman, I had no clue what I was doing as far as getting approved for a loan. He made the whole process easy and understandable. I absolutely would recommend them to others.
I loved working with Meg. You know, at Washington Home Mortgage, we're very concerned about document and file security. Seriously, I've heard that 30 or more people have access to your info at the larger mega lenders. At Washington Home Mortgage, at most it's three of our staff who might process your loan and have access to the private information. We really go to great lengths to protect your info. It's a serious responsibility, and we're passionate about it. You know, before we go on, let me share a few reviews that I have just for shoulder slapping. This is from a professor. I've worked with Mark for almost 20 years. He's very knowledgeable, up on the latest interest rates and opportunities, with very good advice on various options for mortgage finance. Another one is from a good friend of mine now in Hagerstown. I've worked with Mark since 2005, and he has always been a help and takes time to explain to me each step of every process. I will continue to call Mark when I need mortgage lending help. This particular gal has probably referred two family members and three friends to me over the years. This is how we look to build our business and work with you. You know, it's really not about that transaction. It's about the relationship we make in business, but also in friends. You know, we like to find out about people's dogs and cats, and in the last case, a really big turtle named Fred, of all things. So what happened with the news yesterday? Well, the Fed increased the rate again. Now, knowing that we started talking about inflation about 18 months ago, that was forward thinking. The Fed can only look at past data. So while things might be better today, they have to go back 30, 60, or 90 days in order to formulate their thoughts. So yesterday's rate was increased by 0.5%. Now, that's a smaller increase than in past, and it is in a move to reduce or eliminate inflation. It would take more than this half hour to discuss the why of this or how did we get here. But its impact on mortgage rates is real. They're not directly attached. The Fed rate isn't directly attached to mortgage rates because they actually fell yesterday. Simply put, in my opinion and the opinion of others, home mortgage rates will track inflation. As inflation slows, interest rates will decline. Typically, generally, a 30-year mortgage rate would track the 10-year bond by about 2% higher. Now we're seeing a margin of 3% or more. So the rates are higher than they sort of need to be. You know, why is this? Well, lenders, aside from the interest on the loan, also make money from servicing the loan for either Fannie or Freddie or some other entity. If the rates fall next year and most of the loans are refinanced, those lenders or the servicers will not have them that long. Therefore, the income from the short-term hold of those mortgages is rather small, and they need to make additional money now to overcome that short duration of the loan. This is why, in most cases, we're only seeing reasonable rates with discount points attached. So why purchase? Why purchase now? With rates higher than they have been in like an infinity, payments could go up hundreds or $1,000 a month. So why buy now? As I've mentioned before, if you need a larger home, you need a larger home. You can only stack kids so high in that second bedroom. New children, the home office, or family member moving in, whatever the reason. So if you need to buy, buy now. We expect rates to fall next year, so the 6% rate available now doesn't have to be your rate for 30 years. In less than a year, your equity will increase as the home value increases and the rates will have hopefully declined. You can then refinance into a lower rate. To my WFMD listeners, I offer a free refinance when your initial financing is with me. So no worries about the cost to refi being an impediment to get a lower rate down the road. Also, you're buying at today's prices. Your down payment goes farther, and you won't be chasing a price that keeps on increasing and making that house unattainable. And you can enjoy the increase in value leading to your wealth instead of continuing to rent. By the way, History shows that in a recession, which comes after inflation, home values do not drop. So why refinance? Most people have rates in the twos or the threes or maybe the fours now. That's certainly not the fives or the six or the sevens. But typically, refis are for a lower rate, to have a shorter term, or a cash out for a variety of reasons. Today, with rates about twice where we were 6 months ago, that rationale might be different. Surviving the pandemic on many levels has not been easy. Credit card debt is way up. It's at a national high. So let's say you had $10,000 in credit card debt, and that's at 22%. If you were doing that with a mortgage, the payment might be $183. Or let me take that back. The interest payment alone on that would be $83, which is more than the minimum payment that you'll have. So if you refinance at, let's say, even 7%, that payment for $10,000 would only be $58 instead of $183. The extra savings can go towards saving or paying off other debt or even a reserve account. I can prepare an analysis of what your cash flow savings would be using what I call a blended rate comparison to see the actual savings you will gain. It may make overall sense despite a higher rate. Remember, what's right for you is what's right for you now. These are very unusual times. As a reminder, you're listening to 930 WFMD Free Talk Radio in Frederick, and this is the Mortgage and More Show with Mark. I'm Mark Zeidelman, and you can reach me by phone or text at 301-509-7300. That's 301-509-7300. Let me know your questions, and I'll gladly get you a personalized answer. We'll find the program that best fits your need and tirelessly work for you on your purchase and refinance. And remember, it's simple. Think mortgage, think Mark. I'd like to touch on for a moment reverse mortgages. In the previous shows, we reviewed 10 myths and misconceptions of reverse mortgages. After hearing from some listeners, I want to reply to that, but this particular one might be the most stinging that I've heard. It's the cash flow of seniors. You know, with inflation, the buying power isn't going as far, and with a limited income, the liquidity is almost being strangled for some folks. So myth number 10, I need more cash flow, but I'm not desperate. And I would like to add to that, yet. A reverse mortgage is much more than a last resort. More and more financial advisors are finding that it can be a flexible financial tool for retirement planning. You can choose to take the proceeds of a reverse mortgage as a lump sum, in monthly payments, a line of credit, or any combination of the three. If you or a loved senior is suffering from a lack of cash flow, making it difficult to pay for health care or enjoy life due to the lack of income, then this is a problem solver. Unlocking financial freedom in retirement starts with a proactive approach to financial planning. And while it's not for everyone, for many seniors, a reverse mortgage can be a useful part of that plan. Is a reverse mortgage the right thing to do? Well, there's many factors to consider. But getting started is simple. I am experienced and prepared to help you to explore the options to help you achieve the retirement goals. And if a reverse mortgage isn't good, I'll tell you. But here's the key. Sort of focus on this. Depending on your age, not your income, and not your credit score like other mortgages, you can get a reverse mortgage for about 50% of your home's value. That's not just a cash out, but it can be a reverse for purchase. Little known and used, but is really awesome. You can even get a multi-unit where you're living in one, you're collecting rent on the other two or three units, and you're still not making a mortgage payment. I'm glad to run a reverse illustrator to show you or your parents what a reverse mortgage could look like. There are even options for those 55 and jumbo loan amounts now. But the big secret, so pay attention. The big secret is that the government is guaranteeing the value of your home. Let me say that again. The government is guaranteeing the value of your home. Think about that for a moment. Ah, you say, you get it. Now, what if you've got a waterfront property that might be disappearing? This is something we should talk about. Always like to have a segment for realtors. I love realtors. I work with them every day. I started with them in a Weichert office well over 22 years ago. And whether they're old or young or new or old, I like to talk. So to my realtors or potential realtor partners, are you struggling or looking to grow new business? Do you need an opportunity for engagement with potential buyers? Let's talk. I have several strategies for generating business, and one may already be in your file cabinet. Call me today and see if I can improve your business. And just so you know, if I come to your office to do a seminar or a talk, I do not come with vegetables. I will come with real live donuts. You're listening to 930 WFMD Free Talk Radio in Frederick, and this is the Mortgage and More Show with Mark. I'm Mark Zeidelman, and you can reach me by phone or text to 301-509-7300. That's 301-509-7300. Ask me your questions, and I will be glad to personalize an answer. We'll find the program that best fits your needs now, and we will work tirelessly for you on your purchase or your refinance. It's simple. Think mortgage. Think Mark. I know you've been waiting for the 3 points with Desiree, and you know, almost have to call her a miracle worker at times. You know, Desiree Kelly is our Washington Home Mortgage's processing manager and an unimaginable source of knowledge about mortgage pre-qualifications and guidelines. I think she actually knows more about the guidelines than many underwriters, and she will challenge their decision if it seems that it's not in the best interest of our clients. Here's what she's stressing over now, or what she would like you to know to best prepare you for the process. Be prepared. Don't just get pre-qualified, but get pre-approved, fully approved. We will process and then submit your file to underwriting for full approval. So it's only title in the appraisal, sometimes not even that, to get to close. This means we don't need 30 days. We can do it quicker. We can compete with cash offers. We had an offer accepted last week because we were able to close in 3 weeks, even though the offer was not the highest price. So that's what we want to do, is get you ready so when you find the property you're after, you can be the best situated to grab it. Second, keep your money under control. I can hear this from the other office several times a week. Pay off debts or at least make the minimum payment each month. You can set up auto pay for that, and you don't have to forget. Student loans, those payments are very confusing now, especially with the deferments and the Fresh Start Initiative and other impacts. If we address these early, then so the supposed required payment might not be as excessive and ruin your debt-to-income ratio. That's also called DTI, more alphabet soup. We want you to keep transfers to a minimum between your accounts to avoid confusion. And as a note, only seasoned funds can be used for a home purchase. You never heard of this? Yeah, it's real. Funds need to be in account for 2 full statements to be able to be used. This is actually to avoid money laundering and other financial misdeeds from the Patriot Act. We will help you get positioned to get your offer accepted and stick with you even if it takes months or years. Be real with yourself and expectations. You might love the $500,000 townhouse, but will you love the $3,500 payment each month? If not so, great. Relax your expectations. Buy something you can afford and you're comfortable with the monthly payments now. In a few years, the equity will grow and give you more purchasing power for the next home. With rents increasing at a staggering rate, actually even more than inflation, your best bet is to get into the home ownership game now. As I was reminded the other day, buying a home leads to wealth. Renting leads to, well, not wealth. Need a realtor? Just let me know and we can figure out who's best for you. You're listening to WFMD 930 Free Talk Radio in Frederick, and this is the Mortgage and More Show with Mark. I'm Mark Zeidelman, and you can reach me by phone or text at 301-509-7300. That's 301-509-7300. Let's talk about what you're thinking and see if we can't come up a solution for your mortgage problem. It's simple. Think mortgage, think Mark. So what's new and coming up in mortgage for next year? There's going to be less mortgage company. There has been a serious attrition in the number of loan officers, whether it's through layout or the final closing of some mortgage companies, especially those who focused on refinances. We're finding that those who focused on purchase, as I have, those that didn't, they have no new business due to the increased rates. You know, I've seen, and my office has seen, the ups and downs over two decades, and I'm still being contacted by clients I worked with over 15 years ago. I always recommend you work with a local professional as opposed to an internet lender or internet lawyer. If you're at a settlement and have a question, do you really think you'll get somebody at Spaceship Mortgage? I, like most other local lenders, we'll give you their cell numbers to be reached for any questions at any time. You know, if you purchased a property for cash in the past year or so, or the past year, either as an owner-occupied property or an investment, you have a window of opportunity to reclaim your cash with much better terms. If you refinance within 180 days, then it works just like a purchase for pricing and rates. Whereas a refinance transaction is much more expensive. If you have dollars tied up in sticks and bricks from a cash purchase, let me see if there is an opportunity for you to get that cash out of our building. You know what? Let me take a moment and do some honorable mentions here. I saw some folks working on the street near my office. And I just wanted to give a shout out to the workers and the M. Lewis Construction Company. I've seen them for 6 months' work, and I've never seen such a nice group of work together people. Very polite. Let's support them wherever we can. And if you see street workers or highway workers, please slow down. Let's hear from Meg before we go, and then we'll wrap up here at Mortgage and More.
Every time I got nervous about something, I was able to call Mark. He would answer my questions, explaining start to finish everything that I needed to know. I felt like Mark was only working with me, even though I know he had other clients.
So do you have a recommendation for my Community Spotlight Worker of the Year? You know, in the past, we've mentioned people from car dealerships and other places around town who we admire their work effort, just coming across them. So call or text me with your recommendation. I will have them on the show and reward them with, hey, a mini detail for their car or truck as well. We need to support our local economy, so please let me know who you would recommend. I know you've all been waiting for the contest. So in this contest, you will text the answer to 301-509-7300. The first correct answer wins a free car wash right here in Frederick, Maryland. But as I said before, it's more of a mini detail. I love clean cars. I like cars. I want you to have it. You know what? Let's change that up for the holiday. Let's make it the first three correct answers will get a free car wash. And we're also going to make it what others might call a soft pitch. What American car company started the pony car movement? Remember, just text your answer to 301-509-7300. You know, as a wrap-up, as always, there's a lot more to share, but we've run out of time today and this year. You know, I mentioned you can reach me at 301-509-7300. Let's have a chat about your topic interest or question. No cost, no pressure. And remember, everyone who gets a free consultation gets a free car wash. What's there to lose? So at a minimum, we talk, you learn, and you get a clean ride to boot. And it doesn't have to be about mortgage. It could be about real estate, your car, kids, or pets. So be well, be safe, and be kind. Be generous with your time, not just your money. It's simple. Think mortgage. Think Mark. God bless America, and have a wonderful and safe holiday season.
Past editions of this program are available in the audio vault at WFMD.com, a service of Holtzapfel Heating and Air Conditioning.